You gonna clean that up?
Oh, yeah. I will. I don't have time right now.
Doc, time to clean out the garage, buddy. Come on.
We're gonna make this tank so filthy, the dentist will have to clean it. Good work.
Gross.
Clean it up.
I gotta...
Thank you for tuning in this morning at Rosie on the House. We appreciate you being here. And we are on the topic of spring cleaning, broadcasting live from the Arizona State Fairgrounds at the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show. You can bring your home improvement plans, ideas, questions, sketches, and measurements for any and every home project you can imagine, big or small, indoors or out. Get answers, get inspired, and get the best price with many home show specials by many of the vendors. We're talking spring cleaning today, and one of the things I want to encourage y'all to do is let's hear right now this morning at the top of the house, home, castle, or cabin segment of the show. It's going to go for the next 2 hours. Let's go ahead and tackle a couple of the projects and get them scheduled out right now. We can get them done as you're listening to us, or you can jump over to the phone and give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348 with your question. We'll do everything we can to answer it. Our call screener is my daughter, Peanut. Now she's going to answer the phone and she's going to say, hello, thank you for calling Rosie on House. Now what I want you callers to say, hi Peanut, good morning, because she loves that nickname. And we've got Miracle Mike Reisch on the board, making sure all the right buttons are pressed and the levels are set just exactly correct. I've got Romy down here, my co-host, helping me answer the questions that are way too complicated and difficult for me, and sweet Jennifer's right here, just kind of assisting, administrating, and bringing in her normal little sarcastic humor as normal.
Sarcastic humor? You always
Pot
set me up.
Don't call the kettle. Here is the perfect opportunity for you to get over to that coffee maker. Go ahead and get the coffee maker and pour that last cup of coffee. Okay? Empty it. When was the last time you ran vinegar? You know, when you bought that coffee pot, if you would have read the instruction manual, it would have said they want you to rinse it through with vinegar on a very regular basis. Very regular means something more often than every 4 years.
Well, you got to build up that character inside the pot, though.
You think it's like Cajun cast iron where you have to get it seasoned.
That's right. You just wipe it.
Any coffee expert will tell you you must have good, clean, filtered water. It must start cold going into the pot, and you must have a nice, clean coffee percolator. So you take a little white vinegar and water, you run it through there as if you're making a pot of coffee, and then you let it sit in the pot for about 20 or 30 minutes, then rinse it out, and then run two clean pots of water through the coffee percolator. You can have this done. You can check it off your to-do list. It can all be finished. Your coffee pot will be cleaner. Your coffee will taste better, and it'll all be done before the 11 o'clock hour. So get it done now. The other thing you might want to do, you could do it simultaneously, is go ahead and empty the dishwasher. Go ahead and empty it out. Open the door. Pour a cup of vinegar down in the bottom of the dishwasher. Don't put any soap in it. Close the dishwasher and hit run while it's completely empty. That will go a long way for freshening up and cleaning up your dishwasher. So those are two great little tips that you can get started on, and it'll be done before the show is over. In the meantime, you get those things started, then you keep your headset on, keep your radio on, keep your computer turned on, streaming the show, and give us a ring, give us a call on your cell phone or any phone.
I think one of the things that keeps the coffee pot from getting clean, that vinegar through that coffee pot, that does not smell good. I remember when Mom used to do that, I'd clean out the whole house. It burns your nostrils.
It does. And then I like to take, after I've done that and empty it out, then I like to take just one pot of clean water and pour it through it as if I was making coffee. And make sure that you don't get any vinegar
in your next cup of coffee.
Yeah, in your next coffee.
You can actually take two pots and run through two pots if you want.
Sure.
Because a little vinegar aftertaste with a good cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee is a good way to ruin a good cup of coffee. So we're talking spring cleaning. Let's hear your tips. We're going to be talking a little bit later in the show about the dirtiest 1 inch in your house. Where do you find it, and how do you clean it? All right here at Rosie on the House. We've got some callers lined up. Shall we go ahead and jump to the first caller? I believe that will be Dave. and he wants to talk about vacating his home for the summer, as many Arizona part-time residents do. These are the smart ones. You always know when you're someone getting ready to leave the valley for cooler climes, cooler areas. You're dealing with a very, very intelligent person. Mr. Dave, welcome to Rosie on the House.
Thanks for taking the call.
You betcha, my man.
Well, actually, it's a real quick question. I've been shutting the house down for a couple of years now, but one thing I've not done is drain the water heater. I shut it off, but I don't drain it. Should I drain the water heater if it's left for like 5-6 months?
We actually were just talking about this yesterday here at the Maricopa County Home Show. There's a stage in the agricultural building on the southeast side. We have a presentation today at 11, one at 3, one at 4. One of the presentations we give is 10 things homeowners do wrong, and we have some water heaters, and we fielded this question yesterday.
We do. Regularly.
The reason, though, the temperature on water heaters are set at 128 is because bacteria can't live. So if you're leaving that tank full and unplugging it, you're just – and you're probably in the garage – so you're probably at about an 80 to 90, maybe even 100 sometime degree temperature that it's sitting at. That's a perfect breeding ground for bacteria. And you're giving it 3, 4, 5, 6 months to sit there and grow. Then you come on, flip on the heater. I don't know if it heats back up to 128, if it'll kill what was growing in there. But do you really want to?
Well, that's one reason to drain it. And the other reason to drain it, Dave, is that is just the perfect opportunity to do what the owner's manual says you should do anyway. Drain your heater regularly. It eliminates all the sediment sitting at the bottom of the tank, cleans it out a little bit, extends the life of the water heater. I would recommend, yes, when you do shut down your home, if you've never drained your water heater and it's more than 4 or 5 years old, you are going to be amazed at how long it takes to drain your water heater. You attach a hose to the little hose bib at the bottom of the tank, run the hose to the outside, crack open a hot water valve somewhere in the house, open the drain line, and allow it to drain. If you haven't drained it in 5 years, there's probably between 3 and 12 inches of sediment sitting at the bottom of the tank. It could take overnight to clean your to clean it out.
And you may even have to turn the water back on.
Yes.
So all that water shoots down into the tank and breaks it up a little bit, because as the water drains, that sediment is going to be
compacting on top of it.
So you may have to hit it with a couple shots of water a few times to loosen it back up.
I've seen the drain hoses plug up and stop the water from coming out. So if you haven't done it, allow a lot of time to do it. Give yourself a couple days to get this done.
Which is aggravating, because you're going to need hot water in between those days. So you're just going to have to decide what's more important, to just leave it and leave it turned on, or
Dave, the answer to your question is yes. Drain your water heater. It's a great checklist. It's good for your water heater. Make sure the pilot light is turned off or the breaker is turned off before you do it, and put a little sticky note on there, you know, that you got to turn the unit back on when you get back. When you get back in the fall,
shut the gate valve before you turn it on.
When you get back in the fall, it would be an excellent opportunity, Romy's tactic there, of turning the gate valve on or the ball cock valve on, rinse out the bottom of the tank, let it drain again. Let it drain 3 or 4 times. Fill it up with 5 or 6 gallons of water, let it drain. 5 or 6 gallons of water, let it drain. That'll rinse it out really well, and you'll be in good shape when you get back. Let me ask you this, Dave. Is Dave still there?
Hello.
I guess that's a no.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Dave.
Oh,
I'm still here.
Okay. Dave, where do you go in the summer?
Colorado, just outside of Durango.
What a stinker.
God bless you, sir.
I waited a lot of years to be able to do this.
God bless you. That is gorgeous.
Well, very good, boy.
A follow-up question. Should I turn that gate valve off after I've drained it then?
I would. I would turn it off and leave it off.
I have to turn it off to drain it anyway.
Right.
Yeah, and just leave it off.
Yep, I would.
Okay. But, yeah, we live about 40 minutes northeast of Durango, up in the mountains, and it's gorgeous.
Is that Rabbit Ears Pass?
Pardon?
Is that Rabbit Ears Pass?
Balsito Lake.
Balsito Lake. Oh, man, that is awfully pretty. Listen, as long as you're turning water off to appliances, go ahead and turn the water off to your washing machine as well, okay?
Okay, I will.
And you can go to rosieonthehouse.com and go to the frequently asked questions, type into the search engine, closing my house down for summer. There is a complete checklist there of the things you should go through. Print it out. Tape it to the refrigerator and go through it every spring when you're getting ready to head up to Balsito Lake. Oh, man, that's so pretty.
And it's been a little while since I've gone and looked at it, but it seems like there are 32 or 33 points last time I was there, and that list grows. I mean, we have listeners call in. It seems like every time we cover the topic or they read that FAQ and they give a – you know, hey, we do this as well, we do this as well. That is a growing list.
And what's the biggest mistake people make when they leave? Turn the air conditioner off. Do not turn your air conditioner off. Set it to 80 degrees and let it just sit quietly, or 85 degrees and let it just sit quietly, keeping the inside contents of your home from getting above 100 degrees. That's hard on your furniture. It's hard on your artwork. It's hard on your textiles. It is the biggest mistake snowbirds leave. Leave your air conditioner turned on.
Now, and I will tell you, while you're there, type in closing down my cabin for the winter. We've put together a great article on...
Well, I think Dave ought to just call us about March and invite us up, and we'll do a free shutdown for him.
When
he gets
here. October?
In October, in the fall.
We'll just go do it for him?
We'll just run up there and do it for
him. Okay, well, then save yourself the time. Don't...
Might bring a fishing pole.
1-888-767-4348. We'll be waiting for that call, watching the phone in October.
Norm, when we get back, right here at Rosie on the House.